USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A rare moment of unity in the Senate.
Officer Goodman is in the chamber tonight. Officer Goodman, thank you.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asking members to vote to give Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman the Congressional Gold Medal. Schumer made the motion to award him for his bravery during the Capitol riot. The decision to honor him came at the end of a question and answer session that wound down former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Just before that, his defense team presented their case. Mr. Trump chose to have his attorney Bruce Castor take on a reduced role after bipartisan criticism on the first day of the trial. He has since changed his demeanor.
Let us be clear. This trial is about far more than President Trump. It is about silencing and banning the speech the majority does not agree with.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Coronavirus variants are puzzling scientists. USA's Tim Berg has more.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of New York is having some coronavirus controversy over numbers. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 deaths count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Karen Warner, a 51-year-old from Indiana, recently unsealed her adoption records and discovered she had a twin brother. Warner said she didn't have any name to work with, so she looked up voting records for a man who shared her birth date. Then she realized one of the men, Mike Jackman, was a high school classmate. She contacted him on Facebook, and they had their DNA test performed, which confirmed their connection. The twins say they now talk almost every day. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.